mastitis tests, like Don Butterfield, he was not a mouth clinician. He was a person with clinic of the abdominal. Abdominal means a whole area, mm-hmm. Then it's not only stomach. And I think that the data I collected from him would be useful. I was mastitis, and I think Don Butterfield had strong interest in design of our clinic. Mm-hmm. Although he's a clinician, he really caught interest. I met him as a stranger. He and I were strangers when we met. Mm. We were not introduced.
No?
No, we met in a restaurant sitting side by side.
And it's only by accident.
And as usual, people in meeting as strangers, mm-hmm. many times the first question is, mm-hmm. where are you from? And he said, he's from Massachusetts, USA. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I used to be with USA too. Mm-hmm. And we did find out that we had a common origin in the mm-hmm. name of a nation. Mm-hmm. And he spoke English, of course. Mm-hmm. We were strangers. And then, what do you do? Well, I said basically I'm identified as a surgeon, mm-hmm. but we specialize in the mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, and I found out he was a surgeon. So in a very short thing, I found out what he did, what I did, what we had in common. We're both surgeons. Mm-hmm. And, well, in that short time that we were sitting, because we were sitting side by side at a restaurant counter in Tokyo, and And shortly, whatever caught his interest, but the next day he decided to see the clinic that I was working at. Uh-huh. I don't know what I said, he came the next day, mm-hmm. to see Empire Clinic, where I was working. And then that took him a long way. The following year, I had moved to Atami, and he came back the following summer. Because at Harvard, he had the summers open. Mm-hmm. He had to work, it was school year, but he had about 4 months open per year. Mm-hmm. And he came back to Japan. And so I caught enough interest in that first meeting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. He had an impaction problem.
Oh.
And it was interesting. It was impaction, mm-hmm. and it was a buried one, and I had to cut bone to get to it.
Oh.
And I said, well, so I removed that, and I had to cut the bone and
to remove
that tooth. And he had a mirror and was watching the whole thing. How many people do that? He was very curious type. He wanted to see exactly how I did it. Uh-huh. He had a mirror. And so that was one of the things that happened right away. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that was on the first meeting, but how many times we met, two or second or third day. And then another thing that happened at the time was that that a heavy lamp fell on his heel, mm-hmm. and it ruptured his ischial tendon. Mm-hmm. That tendon is needed to operate your foot.
Ooh.
And if it is not properly done, you're going to be lame the rest of your life.
Oh, I see.
Well, he called me, mm-hmm. and said, I ruptured my ischial tendon, mm-hmm. and I recommended someone to see. I knew a person who was in a doctor who was working in a hospital. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting that the person who worked with that person in the hospital also was from Harvard. There was another incident right away. It happened. Well, so he had to extend his stay in Japan because he had to stay in the hospital because of the ruptured mm-hmm. tendon. It takes time for a tendon to heal, you know. Mm-hmm. He couldn't leave right away. He stayed for quite a while in Tokyo because of that. Well, that was things that happened on the first meeting with him. We met in a restaurant as strangers, and before we were done, we went a long ways. And he got very curious in what I was involved in, and he's a curious type, and he's a writer. And politically, we have very close understanding. Mm-hmm. For example, later when the Vietnam War started, he was one of the first doctors, what they call the doctors, what do they call them? The doctors who don't relate to any nation. Doctors from it's a group as well. He belonged to that group.
I know.
And that fit with my thinking. Oh, we had very close understanding with each other on many things.